WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A female inmate at Middle River says she was sexually assaulted by a male inmate there. Lawmakers in Richmond debate guns in churches. As calls for Governor Northam to resign mount, opinions are mixed on Attorney General Herring. Meanwhile, the first Black Virginia Supreme Court justice visits JMU and talks about the importance of hope. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, February 8th. A female inmate at Middle River Regional Jail says she was sexually assaulted by a male inmate in the booking area at the jail. The Stanton News Leader reports that the Augusta County Sheriff's Office charged Christopher J. Wingfield with sexual assault on Tuesday. The alleged incident took place on October 17th, and it was reported 5 days later. Wingfield made headlines in October of 2017 when he fled from police by driving the wrong way in a stolen Subaru on Interstate 81. Wingfield was sentenced to 15 years for that and other offenses and remains at Middle River Jail. Should guns be allowed in churches, synagogues, and mosques? Well, that's a question that has lawmakers in Richmond divided. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Republicans and Democrats are sharply divided over a bill that would allow guns in houses of worship during services. That bill prompted faith leaders from across Virginia to appear at the Capitol to urge lawmakers to reject that idea.
We, those of us here, are the real pro-life movement.
That's Rabbi Michael Knopf at Temple Beth El in Richmond.
And what we believe is that dangerous weapons, more guns in the hands of more people, and especially guns in the hands of dangerous people, take away our right to life.
Delegate Dolores McQuinn is a Democrat from Richmond, and she's also a Baptist minister who agrees with those faith leaders.
What messages are we sending to the future generation? Can we explain to our children why we have people armed with guns in sanctuaries rather than armed with the Word of God?
The faith leaders are not all singing from the same hymnal on this one. Some of them want to overturn that prohibition on guns in houses of worship during services. The bill to overturn that prohibition has already passed the Senate, and if it gets out of the House, it'll head to the desk of Governor Ralph Northam, if he's still governor when that happens. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, Michael Pope.
On Thursday afternoon, retired Justice John Charles Thomas spoke at JMU as part of its Madison Vision series. The first Black justice to sit on the Supreme Court of Virginia, Thomas shared bits of his remarkable life, recited original poetry, and spoke on the importance of hope.
Hope, Justice Thomas said, helped set him on his path from the housing projects of segregated Norfolk to the state's highest court. And hope is what he came to impart at JMU.
If you can summon hope from the friends that you know and from leaders in your community who spur you on and from people, sometimes strangers, who say you did a good job, you may be able to change everything.
In 1983, when he was just 32 years old and already a partner at a Richmond law firm, Thomas was appointed to the Supreme Court of Virginia, simultaneously making him its first Black justice and its youngest one ever. Along the way,
I had hope in my heart. I pushed where I saw a crack of light coming through the door. I urged other people to do the same thing. I read, I got my lessons, I tried to keep my nose clean, and I realized that everything in my life counted.
As a retired justice, Thomas didn't directly address the controversy surrounding Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring, both of whom have admitted to dressing in blackface as young men. Given that backdrop, however, Thomas's comments about the need to heal the state's old racial wounds felt timely.
And so I just wonder all the time about what we have lost by the hatred that we have had in our society, and I pray that our young people will get past it and understand better that we are all of one kind. We can at least teach our young people, our collegians, and anybody else who will listen, that there are ways to mend a broken society. And the way to do that, I think, is a message of hope.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.
Well, the latest now on the blackface scandals in Virginia. The Reverend Al Sharpton appeared alongside other faith leaders in Richmond on Thursday. They called on Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring to resign after both admitted to appearing in blackface in the 1980s. Roberto Roldan with partner station WCVE reports.
Sharpton spoke to a packed chapel of students at Virginia Union University, a historically black college just miles from the Capitol. Sharpton says Democrats have no other option but to call for the resignation of the governor and the attorney general. Florida's Republican Secretary of State Michael Ertl stepped down for a similar scandal last month.
We cannot have one standard where we stood and told them Ertl had to go in Florida as a Republican and give a pass to Democrats in Virginia.
He and other interfaith leaders also called for a national dialogue on the continuing legacy of racism. Roberta Roldan, Capitol Square.
Also, Oregon's Democratic governor has added her voice to those calling on Northam to resign. Governor Kate Brown said the situation in Virginia shows that America needs to do more to tackle racial inequality. The Democratic Governors Association on Saturday called for Northam to step down. Meanwhile, Virginia's Democratic delegation to Congress spoke out again about the scandals roiling Richmond in a joint statement on Thursday. Similar to a recently released statement from the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus, Virginia's two U.S. senators and seven Democratic congressmen do not call for the immediate resignations of either Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax or Attorney General Mark Herring. They say they want an investigation into a sexual assault allegation levied against Fairfax. They also say they are, quote, shocked and saddened to learn that Herring wore blackface when he was in college. Democrats say that Herring has expressed deep remorse and must continue to have in-depth discussions if he is to regain the public's trust. The statement reiterates the call for Northam to resign. Meanwhile, after Attorney General Mark Herring's statement about appearing in blackface at the University of Virginia in 1980, a review of UVA yearbooks dating from the 1920s through the 1950s has revealed multiple racist incidents. The Daily Progress reports several photos and images of blackface and yellowface, in addition to mentions of the Ku Klux Klan and slavery. A 1922 yearbook showed one illustration of a hooded man on a horse leading a stampede of other Klansmen. Another showed an illustration of a kneeling, shackled, enslaved person. The 1956 edition published a photo of a man in caricature of a Chinese person. And as recently as 2002, two UVA fraternities were suspended after several guests attended a party in blackface. And finally today, it's not just state Democratic leaders that are getting caught up in this type of scandal. State Senate Majority Leader, a Republican, Tommy Norment, while he was a student at Virginia Military Institute, was the managing editor of the 1968 yearbook. The Virginian Pilot reports that the yearbook includes racist photos and slurs, including blackface, uses of the N-word, and derogatory references to people of East Asian and Jewish descent. When asked on Thursday about the yearbook, the Republican leader said that the only thing he was talking about was the budget. Norman later issued a statement saying that he emphatically condemns the use of blackface, calling it abhorrent, and said that he was not in any of the racist photos. Well, that's the podcast for this Friday. It certainly has been an interesting week. Thanks for listening. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend.